Well, as I said at the start, this Banking Royal Commission is proving just how self-serving the industry is. Lies, theft, cover-ups, and multi-billion dollar profits. Now, some kid knocks over a corner shop for 20 bucks and he goes to jail. But you can bet most of these greedy banker thieves won't. Seems to me they're a group of people who have managed to manipulate the system for their own financial gain. They've cast morality aside in favour of money. When you think about it, I guess it's the logical end stage of unfettered capitalism. Money first, morality last. You see it in these people running the cruel live export trade as well as the banking and financial system. Money comes first, whatever it takes. It's not good. Well, here's the thing. Those of us who don't think that way have to do our best to get control out of those greedy hands. The Banking Royal Commission is already starting to claim scalps at the top. But those greed factories can't be let off the hook so easily. The moral bankruptcy in these places runs deep, and the greed apparently knows no bounds. So there needs to be a wide-ranging exit of people whose character makes them incompatible with managing our money. I think it's got to be people like us who force this to happen, because the money men are going to call in all their political favours to stay in control. So we've got to put massive pressure on the government to resist. See, it shouldn't be forgotten the Turnbull government fought tooth and nail against this Royal Commission. Now they've got to understand the Australian people demand changes. They want fairness. They want their money back. Is it time to re-regulate those greedy banks? Can they ever be trusted again? 131 873.